Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review, week of Monday, March 10th, 2025, through Friday, March 14th, 2025. Monday, March 10th, 2025. 12 indicted in multi-million dollar business email compromise scheme. 12 defendants were indicted on charges alleging conspiracy, wire fraud, bank fraud, and money laundering for defrauding multiple victims in a nationwide scheme. The perpetrators of these types of frauds typically employ the use of spoofed emails that appear to be the genuine email address of legitimate businesses or banking institutions. In reality, the email address is a slight variation of the true email address, and the victim is instead communicating with perpetrators of the scheme. The indictment alleges that the defendants accessed the victim's computer systems to monitor email communications for potential financial transactions and bank transfers. The defendants use this information to identify the victim's points of contact, financial accounts, communications, and business practices. The defendants use spoofed emails to impersonate internal personnel, business partners, vendors, or other interested parties. The defendants then shared and intermixed the stolen funds between their own bank accounts before sending a portion of the money out of the country. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Tuesday, March 11, 2025. Corporation and former chief executive officer plead guilty to healthcare fraud and tax conspiracy. KBWB Operations, LLC, which did business as Atrium Health and Senior Living, KBWB Atrium, and former chief executive officer and managing member, Kevin Breslin, of KBWB Atrium, both pleaded guilty to one count of healthcare fraud and one count of tax conspiracy related to the operation of numerous skilled nursing facilities. Breslin pleaded guilty on December 17, 2024. Subsequently, KBWB Atrium pleaded guilty on January 21, 2025. On February 1, 2023, a Wisconsin grand jury returned a 12-count indictment against defendants Breslin and KBWB Atrium, collectively the defendants, charging healthcare fraud and tax conspiracy, among other charges. According to court documents, the defendants' alleged healthcare fraud scheme involved unlawfully diverting Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, funds intended for the operation, management, maintenance, and care of the residents of the KBWB Atrium, Wisconsin, skilled nursing facilities for other purposes and personal expenses. The defendants allegedly prioritized distributions and guaranteed payment to KBWB Atrium's owners, regardless of KBWB Atrium's financial situation. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Wednesday, March 12, 2025. Final sentencing of trio which orchestrated a multi-million dollar tax evasion scheme. David Wellington, Stacy Underwood, and Jerry Schrock were sentenced for their participation in a complex tax evasion scheme that operated for over a decade, concluding with a case involving millions of dollars in unpaid taxes. According to court documents, between 2005 and 2015, Wellington and Underwood operated National Business Services, LLC, which specialized in creating limited liability companies, LLCs, for clients seeking to evade federal taxes. The pair organized at least 192 LLCs in New Mexico and opened at least 114 bank accounts for these clients. Underwood served as the sole signer for 99 of these accounts, allowing clients to conduct financial transactions anonymously. From January 1, 2011 to July 31, 2018, over $40 million was deposited into clients' accounts nominally controlled by Underwood. Schrock had three LLCs formed by National Business Services while undergoing an IRS audit. Between 2011 and 2015, Schrock deposited nearly $4.9 million into a bank account opened for one of his LLCs, concealing over $4.3 million in income without ever filing tax returns. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Thursday, March 13, 2025. Feeding Our Future defendant sentenced to 17 years in prison for his role in $250 million fraud scheme. Mukhtar Mohammed Sharif was sentenced to 210 months in prison, followed by 3 years of supervised release for his role in a $250 million fraud scheme that exploited a federally funded child nutrition program during the COVID-19 pandemic. The defendant was also ordered to pay restitution in the amount of $47,920,514. As proven at trial, Sharif and his co-defendants devised and carried out a multi-million dollar fraud scheme to defraud the federal child nutrition program. As the chief executive officer of AfriQ Hospitality Group, Sharif obtained, misappropriated, and laundered millions of dollars in program funds that were intended as reimbursements for the cost of serving meals to children. Their scheme was accomplished by exploiting changes in the nutrition program intended to ensure underserved children received adequate nutrition during the COVID-19 pandemic. Sharif and his co-defendants created and submitted fraudulent meal count sheets purporting to document the number of children and meals served at each site, and false invoices purporting to document the purchase of food to be served to children at the sites. The co-conspirators also submitted fake attendance rosters purporting to list the names and ages of the children receiving meals at the sites each day. The rosters were fabricated and created using fake names. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Friday, March 14, 2025. North Carolina man pleads guilty to attempting to illegally export sensitive technology to China. David C. Bommerwald, the owner of a Raleigh-based electronics resale business called Components Cooper, Inc., pleaded guilty to attempting to export accelerometer technology with military applications to China without a license in violation of the Export Control Reform Act, ECRA, and faces a maximum penalty of 20 years in prison when sentenced. According to court documents and information presented in court, Bommerwald purchased 100 accelerometers from a U.S.-based electronics company and then attempted to export the devices to a company in China. The accelerometers have a wide array of applications ranging from research and development of products to defense uses. When used for military applications, accelerometers are critical to structural testing, monitoring, flight control, and navigation systems. The technology can help missiles fly better and measure the precise effect munitions have on structures. A license is required to export the accelerometers to China. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2025. The American Board of Forensic Accounting would like to offer you the opportunity to purchase an electronic copy of the textbook Forensic and Investigative Accounting, 10th edition, featuring renowned author Dr. D. Larry Crumbley, at the sale price of $145. For more information, please contact Dr. Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us.